Welcome back, friends. Lost Scarf here, and it's time for the newest Kirby's Dream Cast. Here we talk about everything Kirby, from the games to the anime to the manga and more, Kirby's Dream Cast. This podcast can be found everywhere podcasts are hosted and on YouTube. The YouTube site has footage to watch if you want, and if you listen to us through Apple, give us a 5-star review. It helps us a heck of a lot. If you want to give us feedback, message me on Kirby Dream Cast on Twitter, or in the comments of the YouTube site. Today we're going over episode 49 of the Kirby Right Back At You anime, and there will be stills from the anime on the YouTube site. But first, happy 32nd birthday to Kirby! Oh my god, there have been so many amazing birthday fan arts for Kirby. Suya, of course, is the best one, of course, because they just do these gigantic pieces, and they're always so big, and I don't know how they outdo themselves every year, but they do. Amazing, just look them up, it is great. Before we get started, this is our April episode, so happy birth month to Japanese releases for Kirby's Dream Land, Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, and Kirby Planet Robobot. US releases for Kirby's Avalanche and Kirby Tilt and Tumble, and the world release of Team Kirby Clash. I'm currently working on Kirby's Dream Land 3 episode, by the way, but this is gonna be a while because, as I've discovered, Kirby's Dream Land 3 is not my favorite. It is visually interesting, but gameplay is killing me a bit. It is not my favorite, I'll tell you that much right now. But I digress, we're talking about episode 49 of the Kirby anime today, so this one is named Shin Bangumi Hoshi no Dedede, or New Anime Program Dedede of the Stars in Japanese, and named Cartoon Buffoon in the US, where it aired September 20th, 2003. It was the 47th episode in the US, while it's the 49th in Japanese. This episode has to do with how anime is made, and in 2019 there was a Western collaboration between a bunch of artists on YouTube. It was taken down from YouTube due to copyright strikes, but you can find it there again as of this recording. It's an interesting idea, having a bunch of artists redraw the anime frame by frame, but dear god, it is a bit jarring for the eyes. Still great effort by all involved, but ooh, it is hard for me to look at. Last thing to mention before we get started is that this is going to be a very interesting episode because it goes over how animation is made, specifically how Japan does it. So this episode is cool to learn about animation, but also a commentary on how the staff of this anime feel about their working conditions, also how the staff feels about the anime, because they point out things in interesting ways to show how they know their own tropes too, which is pretty cool. So the episode starts with Tiff showing Kirby, Tough, Iroh, Honey, and Spikehead a flipbook animation she drew of herself, jumping rope. She explains the basic concept of animation by quickly changing drawings to make the drawings look like they're moving. King Dedede and Escargoon are actually spying on them and are impressed by the animation, and King Dedede gets an idea while Kirby is happily jumping around. For the Japanese side, he says he's come up with this week's scheme. How on the nose is that, right? Like, wow. After the awesome opener, King Dedede calls enemy salesman and shows him a crudely drawn jump rope animation of King Dedede jumping rope. But it's really bad since Escargoon has to rush draw it. But King Dedede enjoyed it since he's such a child, and King Dedede is disappointed when it ends so soon. And Escargoon explains that he would have to draw thousands of little drawings to do even 1 minute of animation. But maybe with a good staff they could make a great cartoon. The salesman says it takes lots of time and money to make a cartoon, so King Dedede tells him that's why he's calling him. To have enemies fund their show. And I guess he agrees to do it, because next we see a sign for DDD production saying hiring cartoon staff at the big tree in Cappy Town. In the Japanese version, the sign actually says staffs, and 4Kids corrected that to staff. So funny little error there. Everyone in town sees the sign and discusses it. Chef Kawasaki figures that since he can do something complicated like a souffle, he can draw a cartoon. The mayor jokes that he might be a better cartoonist than a chef, which is of course making Chef Kawasaki curious. Mabel thinks it's worth doing since it's show business, even if King DDD is the one in control of it. While Hana thinks King Dedede will make himself the star of the show. Foolishly, Professor Kiro wonders if the cartoon will have educational value. Expecting that from anything Dedede is crazy. What are you thinking, Kirio? The Japanese side just has them talking about soap operas instead, since they're not really sure what King Dedede is trying to do here. So that's curious. Tiff lets everyone know that a good cartoon show requires thousands and thousands of drawings, and eventually the entire town agrees to join up, and so King Dedede now has a ton of cartooning workers. We see Waddle Dee among the Waddle Dees as they're giving everyone their contracts, and on the Japanese side, Escargoon lets everyone know they'll be paid an exceptionally low fee. So that's extra wild. Also, they mention they're looking for writers, artists, colorists, and voice actors, which is a more complete thing than the 4Kids side, which just doesn't say anything. I really don't know why they did that. So now Castle Dedede has an office building Dedede, and it's just so silly to see. King Dedede then tells everyone he's the most important person on staff because he's the producer. Iroh says the producer doesn't do anything, which frustrates King Dedede, and he yells and tells them a producer is in charge of everything and everyone. He then makes Escargoon the director. In the Japanese version, though, the kids joke he's a pro loser. That's a sick burn, kids. Sick burn. So a producer is the top manager of a project, they manage the director in all departments, they make sure the job gets done, a good producer can save the day and a bad one can ruin everything. They're usually the only one with more creative control than a director. They're the ones who can interfere with or put restraints on a director or leave them to their own devices. Whereas the director is the one who is making the thing. He's directing how they're going to put it together, like the shots, everything. That's what the director does. And they can, of course, make or break a show as well. They can make it really good or make it terrible, depending on how they see what they're doing and how they're able to translate that to actual production. So King Diddy then asks if anyone have any questions, and the mayor walks up and asks if he can have a coffee break. So that's a silly joke. Tiff then tells everyone they need to first have a production meeting, and of course King Diddy and Escargoon don't know what the heck that is. Tiff then tells everyone in the meeting that they need to figure out their target audience, production budget, what's the story they're telling, and who are the main characters. We see pretty much all the named characters in the room for the meeting, by the way. King Dedede says Dedede Man is the star of the story, and of course it's just a sloppy drawing of himself. Tiff puts it down and then says they should draw Kirby instead, which everyone enjoys except King Dedede and Escargoon. Then she says they need to figure out the setting, so Escargoon makes Tiff the scriptwriter, since she's been taking charge of everything anyway. King Dedede gets mad over what's happening, but Escargoon tells him she'll just be an assistant. But Tiff doesn't want to do that, despite she's been doing that already this whole time. Escargoon then tells her she's the scriptwriter and assistant director, and that's that. Japanese version makes her character designer, and scriptwriter, and assistant director. A nice way to point out that some people wear many hats whether they like it or not. Cut to that night, and I guess she just accepted her job. In the Japanese version, Escargoon threatens to punish her with the death penalty, which is a bit extreme, but that explains why she does the job and why more kids cut that part out. But the US version, she just takes the job. Tiff sighs that it's hard to write a script, so her family tries to help her while Kirby just sits there being cute. Her mother, Lady Like, assures her daughter she'll figure it out, and then her father, Cerebrum, suggests she write an action scene since people like fights. This actually excites Tiff, and Tuff then suggests doing the fight in space, and Tiff isn't sure if she can pull that off. But Cerebrum says he'll help, and we see he spent all night with his daughter writing the script. Nice to see her father being supportive and helpful for once. Then cut to Tiff retelling her script at the meeting, and we get the tail end of it, which is Kirby wins and decides to stay and defend Dreamland from monsters. For the Japanese version, Kirby loses at first, but then wins in the end, which is, you know, every hero fight ever. King Dedede and Escargoon aren't happy with the story, of course, and Escargoon asks if he can fire her. But King Dedede's just busy being mad he's not the main character, but Escargoon tells him he'll add him later, so it'll be fine. Tiff then brings up the storyboard, which Escargoon and King Dedede don't understand, and they show the basic plot of the story, which is Kirby landing there and having to fight a monster. Tiff explains that a storyboard shows all the different shots they'll need for the battle scene. This excites King Dedede, and he says he gets it that the monster would get a whooping like this, and he punches poor Escargoon. Tiff says they'll need a team of animators, and Escargoon says he put together a dream team. Cut to Kirby doing a very poor job drawing whatever it is he's drawing. We also see he's wearing sleeve protectors, and so are all the other artists. From looking it up, it protects the artist from all the inks and paints from drawing. So we see all the men except Gengu and Professor Kurio are drawing. Escargoon lets us know King Dedede is the current character being drawn, and we see a bunch of examples of other characters on the board, and they're Tiff, Tuff, Regular Kirby, Fire Kirby, Star Riding Kirby, King Dedede, Meta Knight, and Escargoon. King Dedede looks over everyone's drawings, and he feels outright rage and frustration. It is pretty hilarious. Everyone draws King Dedede badly, and the last draw is Chef Kawasaki's extra awful drawing. I honestly thought we were going to get surprised with a really good drawing by Chef Kawasaki, but no, it's just as terrible as everyone else. But even worse. Tuff says the drawings are all awful, and Tiff says she knew this wasn't a good idea, but Escargoon blames her for everything. She reminds him he's the director, so he says she's now also the animation supervisor. Tiff is getting all the promotions, and none of the pay. That's normal. Progress to that night, and everyone's working hard, and we see Takori carrying the final drafts. He's helping with quality control, and Tiff complains she's been working all day fixing everyone's crummy drawings. We then cut to the girls who are tracing the drawings and coloring them. We see Honey's handiwork first. King Dedede walks through and gets mad when he sees everyone's drawing Kirby, but Escargoon again assures him he'll sneak him in later. Buttercup and Hana talk about Kirby's color, and they aren't sure if he's pink or fuchsia, which is wild since fuchsia is more of a very dark purple pink, while Kirby looks more like a grayer pink in the anime. Next, King Dedede checks on the background drawings, and we see Kirby quickly following them in. Turns out Dr. Yabui is the one painting the backgrounds, and they look alright. Chef Kawasaki's assisting with his paints, and I guess they threw him there because his drawings were just that bad. We get a joke where they run out of paint, so Chef Kawasaki gives him ketchup and mustard, but the mustard bottle looks a lot like Japanese mayo. Either way, they use the paint, and Kirby happily looks at the art. Escargoon catches Kirby just in case he decides to eat the art, though. Next, they go to the frame-making room where they photograph the character cells on backgrounds one frame at a time. Professor Kira is the one working on it with Gengu assisting him. Unfortunately, with King Dedede and Kirby crowding him, Professor Kira gets really stressed out. Next, we see a crude animation of Kirby walking in a field, so those photographs became frames, and now Mabel's editing them together with Tiff's help. We learn from Tiff that not all the frames are colored due to everyone being new to this. Still, Mabel says she'll do the best she can. Got to that night, and here's the rub of this episode. Everyone, including Tiff, is sleeping at their desks in the drawing room. Asgargoon, King Dedede, and two Waddle Dee sneak in and switch out the final drawings with new ones that we can assume are more focused on King Dedede. We get to see a kinda cute crude drawing of Kirby from the final drawings that Asgargoon steals away, so of course we have to ask ourselves, what is the point of employing all the Cappies? I'm sure everyone has asked themselves, why isn't he using the Waddle Dees? They built a building overnight after all. And turns out he is using the draw and circumvent the Cappies who are working under him too. It's convoluted and makes no sense, but then again, King Dedede is a jerk king, so of course he'd be wasting everyone's time. Next, we see a meeting between King Dedede and the salesman, and Asgargoon tells them they're a bit behind. The salesman reminds them they need to air as scheduled, or they get cash back, which is 90 billion. That's kind of wild. Unless King Dedede is embezzling all that money, he's spending a lot on this cartoon. King Dedede says he can't pay that back, so Enemy tells him he better make the deadline then. So we learn that the show needs to be done by the day after tomorrow, and everyone looks worn down and crestfallen. Tiff tells them it won't be ready, and they've already worked 3 days straight on it. King Dedede never told anyone when they needed to finish the cartoon by, so this is a big kick in the pants. Chief Bookum tells them they're violating union law. What union, by the way? King Dedede then yells at them all to get back to work. And for the Japanese version, he says his country is an absolute dictatorship and that he is an axis of evil. That was completely unexpected. King Dedede admitting to being the bad guy and making a George Bush reference? That is crazy. George Bush coined the term Axis of Evil in January 2002, which was 7 months before this episode came out. That's crazy. So crazy. We then see Kirby sleeping at the desk and getting forced awake by Takori. Poor little boy, tiredly gets back to drawing, and we see everyone is working as hard as they can as well, but they're completely tired. The Japanese version reveals it's 5 hours until showtime, by the way. So these guys have been working 5 days straight with no rest. This is a real thing that happens in the animation industry a lot, and it's really unfortunate. And I really feel bad for the Cappies and Kirby here. Mostly Kirby, because the Cappies should have rebelled by now, are you kidding me? In the Japanese version, there's a montage of the 5 hours and everyone on staff is completely tired while working, while it's a just shorter version in the US version. So those hours later, King Dedede comes in and says, all these lazy louts better be working, which of course upsets everyone. Speaking from personal life, I've heard my boss say this after hours of hard work and him seeing none of it. That absolutely stings and frustrates anyone who hears that. The mayor tells King Dedede they are working as hard as they can, but King Dedede then threatens them all with a hammering. Then we see it's almost done, which means they've been crunching all night long. Tiff says they're nowhere near finished, but King Dedede wants it all done in 20 minutes. One can assume they're making a Saturday morning cartoon. Takori tells them they are too far behind. King Dedede says he'll talk to the sponsor, but all he does is ignore the threats from Enemy and says, get ready, Dreamland, because it's magic time. What the heck was that dialogue there? I guess they couldn't think of a good thing to say here, when they could have just had King Dedede just doesn't care when he was talking to the staff, but he assured he would talk to the sponsor, so just weird script decision there, I feel. We then see it's morning, and we see inside a couple homes ready and waiting to see the show. One joke is we see Doron sitting on Chief Bookum's desk and waiting to see the show. He's out of his jail, which makes sense since Bookum has been gone for almost a week. The Japanese version reveals it's 7:30 a.m. for the cartoon, and some characters complain it's too early. When I was young, Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball was on at 7 and 7:30 a.m. Then as a teenager, Dragon Ball Z was on at 6:30 a.m. on a Sunday. So I get it, who wants to be up that freaking early? Holy crap. Next we see Kirby, Meta Knight, Tiff, and Tuff reading over their scripts and finding out from King Dedede they're gonna record it live on air. This is something that was done in the past for radio shows and also television, and even anime did a long time ago. Now of course they don't do it anymore. We see the Waddle Dees are handling all the TV technical stuff, and Waddle Doo is in there too with them. We saw all the animation stuff for making a cartoon, but none of the sound, so one can assume Waddle Doo and the Waddle Dees are taking care of all of that. Chef Kawasaki runs in and brings the first reel of film, and they get it started with a projector. First we see a wild opening to Kirby Kirby Kirby, but it's about Dedede instead. It's basically a remix of Kirby 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 with extra King Dedede footage and repeat footage of him hitting Kirby with a hammer. In the Japanese version, it is of course the first opener, Kirby March, getting remixed for King Dedede, and Kirby getting hammered every single step. Just ouch. Kawasaki rushes in the next film, and we see that the production is sponsored by Nightmare Enterprises, and it does this Disney Star Sparkle thing, and the castle thing, which is hilarious. The Japanese version does the classic sponsorship bit that they do with anime, and they show they're sponsored by Holy Nightmare Co. and Apparel, which is the Japanese version of NME, you get why they changed the name there, because Holy Nightmare, I guess they don't want to use the word holy because, you know, the US is weird like that. By the way, the woman saying the sponsorship bit in the Japanese version is Makiko Omoto, the voice of Kirby, so that's cool. We then see Chief Bookum and Mayor Blustergas rushing with a film, and Cerebrum Ladylike rushing with a second film behind them. Turns out the first one was the wrong one, and they rushed to bring the correct one with them. You can assume that everything that is happening in this episode happened to someone on the anime team at some point in their life. We then get the first scene of the anime, but it's King Dedede sleeping in the starship instead of Kirby. All the drawings are so crude, by the way. Well, the sound is top-notch. Good job, Waddle Dees and Waddle Doo. Midnight says he's nervous since he's never acted before, but Tiff assures him he'll be great. He thanks her for this, and this is odd because Midnight has basically been working undercover this whole time. He's working for King Dedede and acting like he's an ally, when he's actually working against NME, and of course, against King Dedede as well because of that. The drawings are so hilariously crude and bad. Tiff then realizes these aren't scenes they drew, but doesn't have time to think since she's in the next scene. Her and her family do all the buying for the sheep before they get horribly eaten, but in this version, Kirby's the monster doing the eating instead of the octopus monster from episode 1. Kirby, of course, is cutely making noises whenever he sees himself on screen, so he is voicing his character, which is funny. After this, Tiff and Tuff talk about King Dedede switching the animations while their animated versions talk in the background of them talking. It's a funny idea to do that. Tiff talks to Kirby and King Dedede and Escargoon talk, and it's all happening in the background and foreground with different animations. Eventually, we get the scene when the octopus attacked Kirby in the first episode, but it's Monster Kirby chasing King Dedede instead. Then we get a bunch of dialogue between Escargoon and King Dedede, and we get the well-known, super-defined Escargoon and King Dedede drawings. It is believed that these drawings are in reference to the F-Zero anime, which was also being made at the same time, and if you've seen the different shots of that anime, it is believable. By the way, the dub was done by 4Kids too, and you can find the first 15 episodes on YouTube. It aired on the Fox Box, which Kirby also did air on in the US. Also, I'm gonna say these were drawn by artists Waddle Dee and Waddle Doo in-universe, just because. Lastly, in the Japanese version, Tuff mentions how bad it is to have a conversation during an action scene, and I think that's just the anime team pointing that out. Monster Kirby does more attacking in the animation, and we get voice acting from Cerebrum and Ladylike as they run for their lives. Then Chief Bookum and Mayor Blustergas push King Dedede and Escargoon out of the way so they can deliver their lines of them being chased and crushed by Monster Kirby. They then get pushed back out by King Dedede and Escargoon for their dialogue. Tiff and Ladylike point out that there's a lot of sliding scenes while they're talking to simulate animation. This is something lots of animes do to save on time and budget. Have a big dialogue drawing and just pan over characters as they talk. All they have to do is animate lip flaps, and that is a lot of saving. If you watch a lot of anime, it can be hilarious when you notice it, especially when it's super obvious, or if they just do a lot of shots of backgrounds, not even have the characters on there to save even more budget. It's kind of funny. During that dialogue, we get the line, "Oh, come on now, little old Mia hero, surely you jesting," which is the line some in the Kirby community really enjoy. And since my impression probably wasn't very good, Jinx, can you please put that audio line right here?
"Oh, come now, little old me a hero, surely you jesting."
Thank you. Then the next scene has Monster Kirby attacking King Dedede and Escargoon yelling at him to suck it up like Tiff does for Kirby in reality. Tiff calls this out in annoyance, of course. I just find it really funny how self-aware they are about the anime here. Then Midnight finally says his lines and says, "It's fire, Dedede, our hero." And that is Midnight's only function after all in the anime, so that is hilarious. Midnight then says he could never call King Dedede a hero, while in the Japanese version, he can't even finish his lines because he knows he can't make King Dedede sound cool. Then comes the action scene of Fire Dedede versus Monster Kirby, but they didn't have time to color most of this scene, so it's half sketches and storyboards, and that's hilarious. I have also seen this in anime, which is insane. Sometimes anime will just admit they're out of options and just show you the sketches. I think the most popular anime anyone would know that did this was Evangelion, when they did their previews. Famously, the anime ran out of budget and had to basically use a weird clip show as its finale, and this finale kinda made Evangelion even more famous because of how cerebral it was. It was just a different thing, and it just made it perfect for some people, and I'll just say personally, meh. Oh my god, Evangelion people will hurt me. Okay, so, in the Japanese version, Escargoon complains it'll be hard to voice act with only outlines, but King Dedede directly looks at the camera, looks at us, the audience, and says, "Voice actors have to match the drawings even if it kills them." This episode is amazing at letting us know how the creators feel. Chef Kawasaki then shows up and is super nervous because he's voicing Kaboo, and he does it well. Now here's the reason why he had to do it. In the Japanese version, he's voiced by the same guy, Nobuo Tobita. So Kaboo and Chef Kawasaki voiced by that guy. In the US version, two different people. So Maddie Blaustein is Chef Kawasaki. Jim Napolitano, that was Kabu. So Matty Blaustein had to do Chef Kawasaki doing an impression of Kabu.
Come, Warp Dog!
Which I think she did a good job of. And this happens because they have Escargoon calling Kabu to summon the Warp Star for King Dedede, which means King Dedede and Escargoon know Kabu houses the Warp Star. And that's interesting because it will cause a plot hole in the future, because King Dedede will say he doesn't know where the Warp Star is in a later episode. Also, another plot hole? This is the second time King Dedede can read when he's supposed to not be able to read, but maybe at this point, he can. Character development is a thing. The first time, though, that is a plot hole because King Dedede was reading before he admitted he couldn't read, and this time, this is way later, so yeah, maybe he can read now. Tiff then tells Chef Kawasaki he should give up cooking and become an actor, and he actually considers it. Kirby cheers when he sees King Dedede in action and gets yelled at by Escargoon for being a dialogue hog, but Kirby's just confused, he doesn't know what's going on. Fire Dedede looks kinda cool on the Warp Star, then the big final fight happens and it turns out that they had Kirby draw the finale, so it's just a bunch of pink drawings of Kirby. It's cute as Kirby jumps around and cheers at himself and then the film burns out and it's over. Now years later, after the episode came out, we found out on Twitter from a post from Junichiro Taniguchi, the animation supervisor for this episode, that the real-life artist behind the Kirby drawings at the end there was by the son of Katsumi Hashimoto, and he was 6 years old at the time. So that, of course, fits perfectly since Kirby is baby. Cut to the enemy salesman, and he says the contract requires professional quality, so they have to pay up. But Escargoon convinces him to let them off the hook for 23 episodes. So they need to make an episode a week for 20 weeks. That's almost half a year. For free. That's crazy. The thing is, that does happen to anime studios. Not the free part, but they have to do a lot of crunch for long periods of time, and that's very unfortunate. Here's the thing. Japanese version, it was just gonna be one free episode, so the US version made it extra cruel for some reason to King Dedede and his staff. So they cut to next week, and everyone talks about how happy they are they aren't drawing cartoons anymore. It was tough, but they did have fun. And then they see the next episode, and it's crudely drawn, and King Dedede's recording live. And we see Escargoon is painting the cartoon in real time, and an army of Waddle Dees are drawing on the film frames in real time. Those poor Waddle Dees all have bags under their eyes, and so does Escargoon. Fortunately, of course, the Waddle Dees are a very resilient people, but this is still a bad time for them, and I'm very sad for them. Everyone laughs, and Tiff says the show is so bad that it's great. We then get a final star shot where Kirby stares at the viewer, and he becomes Sketch Kirby, which scares Kirby. But then a paintbrush comes over and paints him over, and Kirby is happy again. The end. So a bunch of random facts to mention. During the working scenes, Tiff and Escargoon both wear red berets as they work. And as far as I know, this is a homage to Osamu Tezuka because he was famously known for that look. That is the man who is known as the father of manga and the grandfather of anime. That is a man with much respect on his name. So no surprise if that is the reference. Now, making a tangent, if you want an example of an anime having to do what King Dedede did to Capitown, there's My Sister, My Writer, and I know nothing about this anime besides the fact that it came out in 2018, and the studio was told they needed to make this anime 2 weeks before air date. So there's lots and lots of bad drawings all over the place in that show, and I think I need to check it out to see what can you do with only 2 weeks of lead time. That sounds insane. Now, this isn't the same, but it is a recent thing. Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 had really bad crunch because of how ambitious the animation was, to the point that they basically had to use half-finished images during some action sequences, and some episodes were finished hours before airtime. It didn't end there. Once the season was over, they had to go back and finish the job for the Blu-ray release. Those animators were crunched every single week. They begged to be given a delay, but it was denied by the companies because Jujutsu Kaisen is too big. That really sucks. If you want another famous recent example, the Fire Hunter anime is doing this with every single episode, but the story is so compelling, I'm watching it despite the fact the animation is half-finished throughout every single episode. It is crazy. It's just wild to see this happening on some anime, especially the big ones. But here's something very interesting in the other direction. The final anime by the legendary Akira Toriyama, Dragon Ball Daima, has been in preparation since 2022. They've been working on it to the point that they have over 50 episodes ready. So when the anime finally releases, the animation staff will have lots of lead time to work on their episodes. Also, because Dragon Ball is so big, there will be multiple animation teams. So crunch should be happening less in theory. I'm going way off topic, but it is interesting to talk about this because it was an episode about anime after all. When Dragon Ball first came around, there were 6 teams, and they alternated, which means every team had 6 weeks to make one episode. That explains why generally Dragon Ball's quality was pretty good during its run, but it had its hard moments. And I have no idea how many teams they have on production for One Piece, but there are some amazing animation at times, And at times, there's not much. And the thing is, I think if it's only a few teams, they do have a lot of lead time because they do recycle a lot of footage because there's so much pacing issues. Okay, back to Kirby. That's enough with anime. So yeah, that was a big wild critique of anime production using Kirby. And King Dedede was a big jerk in this one. This was an uncommon No Monster of the Week episode, and an even rarer fourth wall breaking episode. Not many of those. So I think I've gone over everything except the show from Kirby's perspective, which I enjoy doing. This is for me. So just skip a little bit if you don't care about this part.
Well, Big Sis Tiff made herself jump rope on paper. I wonder what this big sign in town says. We're having a meeting. Big Sis Tiff made a drawing of me. Now she's typing something. You can do it, whatever it is you're doing. Another meeting. Lots of drawings on the board. Drawing, drawing. Painting, painting. I'm pink. Hey, this drawing smells yummy. What do you mean I can't eat it? Pictures, pictures. Sleeping, sleeping. I don't want to draw anymore, Big Bro Decori. Okay, I'll draw more. Hey, a book to read from. I can't read yet, though, I think. Oh, we have to yell at the screen over there? Okay. Hey, it's me. Hey, it's me some more. Hey, it's me again. Wow, I got to eat lots of sheep. Hey, it's me some more. They did what to the cartoon? Hey, I walked into a castle wall. Hey, I'm chasing a penguin. Hey, I'm breathing fire. Hey, I'm chasing other people. You can do it, Night Guy. Hey, it's me again. Don't hog both lines. Hey, I'm drawn in pink. This is fun. Wow, this cartoon's really funny. Hey, I lost my color. What's going on? Hey, I got it back. Thanks, Mr. Paintbrush. Bye now.
I like how that's a different voice from my light novel, Kirby. Alright, so Kirby had a very eventful week. It's interesting when Kirby's the side character's story because he usually has a ton of fun and he's very cute in the background, and I love that a lot. And I do enjoy that they try to do things not just with Kirby, which I know sounds, like, blasphemous, but it just makes it interesting. Just, what if your favorite character was just hanging out in the background of a plot? Like, they're not the main guy, they're there, but they're not the main one. And just seeing them just being a regular person sounds kind of fun to me sometimes. So that's everything for Cartoon Buffoon and this month's episode. Next month will be Kirby's Dream Land 3, or the fourth light novel. Not sure yet, depends on how things go. Share us with your friends, this episode was a lot of fun, so let's have more people have fun with us. And I had fun, I hope you had fun too, and thanks for coming by, and see you next time.